Well, we now know how Governor Jennifer Granholm plans to balance the budget. Make that two budgets. The current year's, which came unstuck when not as much money came in as planned, and the budget for the new fiscal year, which starts October 1st. To sum it up, she plans to do it with paper clips, bailing wire, accounting tricks, and robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's pretty sad, if inevitable. Granholm has never been a dominating presence in Lansing, and these days has less clout than ever. In 5 months, she'll be gone. To be fair, the budget process was screwed up long before she arrived. It's based on unrealistic assumptions. Nobody's had the political will to change. What's needed is major, honest, structural reform based roughly on what they used to call zero-based budgeting. What should happen is this. Our leaders need to look at state government from head to toe, determine what the state needs to be doing and how much it costs. Once that's done, they need to enact the best, fairest, and most economically rational way to pay for it. Yes, sacred cows of the left, right, and center would be sacrificed, but in the end, we might have a government that worked. For years, we've waited for Governor Granholm to come up with such a plan, especially after a landslide re-election victory 4 years ago. But it never happened. 2 years ago, she did tentatively propose consolidating 18 departments into 8 new streamlined ones, but she backed off the moment it was criticized. So, now she's in her final months and has not one but two budgets to balance. A few days ago, hints were being dropped that she planned to do this with a combination of cuts and new revenue. That would make the most sense, except for one thing. Republicans still control the Michigan Senate, and Majority Leader Mike Bishop's consistent bleat has been, no new taxes, no matter what. So the governor backed down. She now proposes this. She'd eliminate a $300 million gap in the current budget by taking $94 million in federal Medicare funding that was supposed to be applied the next year. Then she would take $208 million from the school aid fund, which is meant for elementary and high school education. Now, here's how she proposes to solve next year's budget problem. First, cut every state agency by 3%. Supposedly, that can be done without having to lay anyone off. Right. Then, in a version of the classic shell game, the governor wants to change the rules for abandoned personal property so it reverts to the state faster. And she'd sell rights to distribute liquor to the highest bidder. My money's on Don Corleone. Then she'd throw in a tax amnesty program and voila, a balanced budget. On paper, anyway. The lawmakers ought to like it. They can pass this stuff rapidly, maybe after a little whining from the schools, and get out of town to campaign. A month ago, I went to Lansing to see former Attorney General Frank Kelly, the governor's mentor. He told me he'd met with her that morning about her legacy, what she's accomplished in office. And I've wondered ever since just what that could be.